Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Okay, a scab over half her face.
Welcome to the Paracast.
So it was over half her face, warm compresses. And they're all horrified, you know. At this point, you know, it's like this horror story. And the mom suddenly realizes that her lungs, the little girl's lungs, are perfectly clear for the first time in her life. You know, and they took her to the doctor. I mean, she got well. She was healed by our visitors. I mean, if they're here to invade us, that's not really what you do, you know, to your enemy. You know?
Right, but maybe lull them into a false sense of security.
I don't know. I mean, maybe. They didn't have any other experiences after that. That was all she wrote. That was it. It was almost like the staging area to show something, and they did this miracle, more or less. And now she's, you know, a few years younger than I am, lived a normal life, and she decided to finally tell her story. I spoke with the mom, who's now 90 years old, doesn't want to talk about it. She says, it scares me. I don't want to talk about it, but my daughter is true, and what she's telling you is true. It scared the hell out of me, and I'm not going to talk anymore about it. The brother would talk about it, and it changed her life. She didn't become a UFO investigator. She just, intentionally forgot about it all these years. And then, you know how it's been recently. I mean, suddenly it's okay to talk about your UFO story. Things have changed since 2017 when the Tic Tac story came out on the cover of the New York Times front page. And so, you know, she finally felt at liberty to tell this crazy story, and it's a beautiful one. I mean, I know other people that can't get past the speed bump of having a visitor being abducted. For some people, it's just, you know, I'm being kidnapped and they're evil. You know, it's against my will that they're doing this. You know, you have to have compassion. You have to have acceptance for how people deal with this thing. For everybody, it's not the same. Yeah. On the other hand, I know this German man who's, you know, he's an older, you know, he's up there. And the little gray guys kept putting these implants in his foot. And he would go back to the surgeon and he kept having them removed. And they would come back and he would put them back in over and over, like 6-7 different times. And he has a little collection of implants. They look like, you know, like a semi-dissolved caplet, like a Tylenol caplet, you know, silver. He said that they dissected one and it had like little capsule-shaped areas inside of itself, kind of a proverbial alien implant. For him, it was this invasion, and it, you know, he said, well, he started sleeping with a gun. He was hoping that, you know, one of these times they wouldn't quite paralyze him fast enough and you'd be able to get a shot off at him. he lived in an apartment complex. I said, you're liable to shoot your neighbor or you're going to start an interstellar war. Maybe not the best idea, sir, you know. So people, you know, they have different experiences. They run the gamut out there. I know people that feel like their ETs are their space family, and other people that are just, you know, they're horrified by it and they wish that they could, you know, strangle these little guys. And I'll tell you, I mean, they look frail. When you see them with your own eyes, I thought it's, you know, it was frustrating. I could have like kicked at them and pushed them away easily. They were like little, you know, 4-year-old children, you know, as far as their height went, and they looked frail, but you can't do anything about it because you're paralyzed. You know, you're sort of at their mercy.
Well, like the healing story, It makes it a lot more compelling, doesn't it, when you have other witnesses besides just the one person who says that, oh, yeah, these smiley faces came to my window and healed me. But, no, you've got the mother and the brother who are really don't want to talk about it.
Yes.
And that gives it an even more interesting spin. Because, you know, if you had the entire family out there, you know, saying, oh, yeah, you know, and here we've got samples, and, you know, I mean, just all of them laughing and agreeing. But stories like that just really stand out, don't they?
We look for cases where that are multi-witness cases. So those are the best ones. For myself, thank God my wife remembers what she remembers. I mean, after it happened, her memory was wiped as far as, you know, the creatures that she met. But she still does remember our room flooding with this blue light that didn't have a source. Thank God. Thank God she remembers that. Because otherwise, I think she would think I was making it all up, you know. But she remembers that, so... But, you know, in MUFON's ERT, it's different than a usual MUFON case, right? You get a UFO case, I'm going to try to debunk that case to the best of my ability, not out of meanness, but just because, you know, we're very picky at MUFON. We're supposed to be, I mean, you can't really use a scientific method per se because you can't repeat an experiment. But you can look for markers in common from case to case to case. And that's the kind of thing that we do, is we look for those markers. When you have a multi-witness case, that right there is your gold mine. That's the best, you know. Because you're hearing the same experience from different points of view. And it will be different for people. You know, there are going to be little slight differences. As we know, you know, witness testimony is what it is. But, you know, people are sentenced to prison sentences for witness testimony. It's acceptable in court. I believe it's acceptable in ufology. And when you have a whole family that's telling the same story, it raises your eyebrow and you have to take that very seriously. Either that or the military cases or the cases that are, you know, where you have a police officer come in and tell you about a contact episode that they had. Those are wonderful because, you know, I mean, these are respected people. They're not liars. They don't have anything to gain and everything to lose. Pilots, that's the other one, commercial pilots. People have been grounded for telling their UFO stories, and most pilots have them.
What do you think right now about the interest from the military government, or you know, the military and the government about UFOs, but they're only wanting accounts from military? You know, they're not interested in the civilian accounts right now.
Yeah. Well. It's like I was saying, you know, you have more respect for somebody that puts their life on on the line for their country. You know, it's dangerous being a police officer. It's dangerous being in the military. These are serious people, and they really don't have a reason to make up crazy stories. You know, Kevin Day, when he went public about the Tic Tac incident on, you know, with Nimitz and his ship that were involved, that was very, very difficult for him. You know, he was kind of thinking of being a careerist in the Navy. And you know, you have to listen to those accounts. They have an extra bit of weight to them, don't they?
How many others are out there, do you think, who have had the same kind of experiences but will never tell anyone?
Oh, I think it's a huge number.
Mm-hmm.
The ridicule factor and the giggle, you know, I mean, when I first went into this, if you did radio or something, they would unequivocally play the X-Files theme, and there'd be eye rolls and stuff, and they would be nice while you're on camera, but it's changed.
Let's do our break here. I'm going to give you a chance to say the closing, the Paracast. We've got Gene, Earl, and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Do I get residuals for that?
Well, you see, if the studios ban AI, we can talk about it.
Lord have mercy.
Earl, we'll turn you into AI. But you see what's going to happen there. It's not going to be just a duplicate of you. It's going to be you.
Well, will I experience that myself, though, or it will be another Earl? I don't know. I don't know how that plays out. Well, you know, whatever. Not much I can do about it, is there?
Getting into the military sightings and everything, I know they're always trying to minimize that by focusing just on military sightings. Civilian sightings, forget about. Law officers, forget about it. Sightings before 2004, what are they?
Well, they changed the name to UAP. And this was originally called Flying Saucers, Kenneth Arnold, 1947, right? The flying saucer came into, you know, the lingua franca, and that was the way that we described them. Officialdom got in there, and they wanted to switch the terminology. They wanted to be, they wanted the narrative. So they called them UFOs. And I'm fine with UFOs, unidentified flying objects. That's a great, that's what I call them. I really don't call them UAP unless I'm forced to, because that's a rebranding. They want to pretend like this is something new that they never knew about before, that they had no idea was out there. And suddenly, boom, it's this new thing that started up in 2004. And we all know that's a bunch of bunk. We're going to debunk the debunkers, right? We know better.
When you bring this up, we think about, what about this alleged whistleblower, David Grush?
I wish him luck. I hope he's successful. Boy, he's really opening up Pandora's box. I think there are people that are not happy about it. They're certainly digging their heels and trying to push back. From what I hear, there's a great rift in officialdom that half want to tell the public, at least, that we're not alone, that UFOs are real, and that the people that see them aren't crazy. And the other half, they just want it to go away, like they always wanted it to go away. It's a burden, it's a burr, in their trousers. And they are very uncomfortable with it, because how do you tell the public that there's something out there that we can't protect you from, that there's nothing we can do about it, that, they're going Mach 18, 18 times the speed of sound without causing a sonic boom, which is impossible scientifically, but yet this is happening. They're doing 90-degree turns at that speed without turning into a fireball. And they're under intelligent control, and they're playing cat and mouse with our highest technology that we have shown the public that we have.
When you bring this up, I just saw a story here, and this is going to be interesting, guys. Ex-Air Force UFO whistleblower refuses to cooperate with Pentagon. Subtitle, David Grush has turned down at least 4 or 5 invitations over the past 8 months to share what he knows. And then I'll give you part of the story here. The former Air Force intelligence officer who claims the U.S. military is covering the evidence of extraterrestrial life has repeatedly refused to cooperate with the Defense Department agency that's investigating UFOs, its director said. Retired Major David Grush, who delivered bombshell testimony to a House subcommittee in July, quote, has not come to see us and provide information, end quote, Sean Kirkpatrick, director of the All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, told reporters on Tuesday. Now, I'm concerned about that, and there's no mention of any response from Grush as to why he would not cooperate.
Well, I don't know that I blame him. He was risking his very life being a whistleblower in the first place. I mean, there are people in the past that, bad things have happened to them historically and contemporaneously as well. So he's been, Kirkpatrick, from what I've heard from Robert Salas and from David Schindley. Those were the two guys that were the commanders of ICBM bases where they were hovered over by UFOs, and 10 ICBMs were taken offline. It wasn't done by an electromagnetic pulse because their radios were working, their computer systems were working, the oxygen was still working. All systems were go in the capsules where they were at, underground, you know, in the missile silos. But the missiles themselves in their guts and the computerized area guidance systems and everything else, they were turned off. And they weren't easily turned back on. It wasn't something that they could just go and fix some glitch. Something happened to those missiles. And they went and they told their story. I believe it was May 9th that they went in, and they went in on February 1st, and then they went in on in May for a second session with Arrow. And what I was told is that they didn't take notes, they didn't record things, that they just treated it almost like yawn. And we certainly haven't heard about it from them. And it causes me to wonder if it's just, you know, Project Grudge all over again. You know, it's like the same old, Project Blue Book. That whole thing was done to tell the public, don't worry, it's not a national security threat. They treated it like it was some light thing. But yet there were 170 cases in Project Blue Book, or maybe it was it 720 cases? I forget. I'd have to look up the numbers. But, I mean, there were a number of cases that they could not explain, where the witnesses were just perfect. All the evidence was there. Would have held up in a court of law if it was anything else. And they just treated it like, you know, eye rolls and giggles, and it's nothing, folks, nothing to see here. So I don't know that I blame Grush with his attitude about Arrow. I'm very disappointed with the way it's gone. Now, you know, I'm very good friends with Stephen Bassett. In fact, I'm working with him right now in this group that we have, the Hollywood Disclosure Alliance. And he believes that things are going to change, that disclosure is going to happen. The sources that he has say that 2024 is the year of disclosure.
Before we go on, we're going to break in a moment. But before we go on, I should point out that Stephen Bassett, who's been the guest on the PowerCast a number of times, has been saying the same thing, you know, next year, next year, next year. And he may be right, basically, in what he says and what he wants to achieve, but he's beginning to sound like crying wolf too often. We've got more with Earl, Gene, and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
USA News Update. Pro-Palestinian protesters shook a White House fence and vandalized it last night, spraying red paint and chanting vulgarities at President Joe Biden. The Secret Service was able to control the situation and no arrests were made. Israeli warplanes launching airstrikes along the Lebanese border yesterday, while the militant group Hezbollah attacked several Israeli army posts. The death toll has risen to at least 157 people following an earthquake Friday night in Nepal. The U.S. Geological Survey said a 5.6 magnitude quake shook the northwestern part of the country just before midnight local time. Daylight savings time is here. Make sure you adjust your clocks accordingly. Fall back, meaning you need to turn your clock back by 1 hour starting this morning. Corey Myers, USA News.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Tracy Torme, screenwriter-producer. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Anyway, I want to go back to David Grush before we mention Stephen Bassett again. And
sure.
That is, I think Grush doesn't do himself well to refuse the chance to go in there and talk to these people. I mean, he could say it didn't work out, they wouldn't listen to me, but right now his credibility is shot. If he comes on there, testifies to all this, well, they have reverse engineered UFOs and all this other stuff, and they've got the crash saucer there, but of course it's not him, it's what people have told him, I guess. If he's not going to provide any evidence of what he says, what good is it? It just makes him look less credible. Oh, he's another nut talking about flying saucers. Who cares? It really doesn't do well from optics to come up with a story from the head of Arrow to say, hey, he's not coming in here to talk to us.
Well, it's still early in the story. Let's see what happens, you know? I'm still holding out some hope for it. You know, I'm not sure what to say about where Grush is on these things at this point. You know, was he being truthful about what he said? I believe that he was. You know, those stories are out there. I mean, we've all heard them. I know people that are, you know, that work in aerospace and Lockheed, et cetera. And, you know, when you're off the record, they'll sometimes tell you a little bit more. And, you know, I've been told that, you know, there are their UFOs and then there are our UFOs. And, you know, I've had somebody hint about the triangles that maybe those were coming out of, you know, Plant 42 over here in Palmdale or maybe in Texas. You know, I've spoken with a few, you know, one guy's got 90 engineers working under him, and he told me that that you're right, Earl, that those are ours, and the technology isn't ours. I don't know. I guess we have to wait and see. This is what I do know, is I know what my mom told me when I was 5 years old. And what she said is that they will never, ever tell us. And she was emphatic about that. You know, I do know my mom's background. It holds up all these years later. I had one DOD source tell me that he'd read my mom's file. It's like, oh, my mom's got a file? That's news to me. And he said, yes. And, you know, you're actually in the file. You know, when you went and gave a lecture when you were a little kid at school, yeah, it's like, he didn't have any way to know that. I wasn't really telling that story out there. I don't know. I mean, I think that this is that there's maybe something disturbing in the story. My mom mentioned that it might harm, you know, major religions and we've all, you know, a lot of us have read Richard Dolan's he wrote the book AD about after disclosure with the one reporter. I can't say his name right now.
Bryce Sable.
Bryce Sable. Yeah.
Friend of the show.
Good book. Good book. And I, you know, it's a very knowledgeable book and smart, you know, and they have everything to lose by going public. They have everything to lose in disclosure. If they disclose, they have to tell their enemies. You know, you're more or less telling the Russians, the Chinese, and Iran, and every other, you know, foreign national that, yeah, this is true and this technology is out there.
But why assume that we'd be the only country to know any of this? Obviously, if Russia knew,
they all
be working on it. As you say,
Canada
why
knows,
assume it's one country?
Yeah. I don't know. And for so long, I think that, you know, habits, they're hard to break. This is the way it's been done since, you know, the 1940s at least. And I think there's a lot of fear about the change that this could cause out there. But, you know, I'm holding out hope. I think that they need to at least let us know that we're not alone and that, you know, it would be good, I think, for humanity just for us to know that other societies have gone through technological development like we have and they've survived it.
That assumes, though, that we're really dealing with E.T. and not interdimensional beings, not with time travelers in the future, not with a collective unconscious. That's assuming a specific response or answer to where UFOs are. It's on the table,
yeah,
certainly.
I still consider them ETs. I mean, you know, if it's interdimensional, that's still not from here. So that's still extraterrestrial. So as far as, you know, if it's a dimensional phenomenon, and I tend to lean that way myself, and gets rid of things like Fermi's paradox and other stuff, that's still ET. It's not us. It's not humanity as we know it. Yeah, so I don't have a problem with that, really. And, yeah, it's just kind of the way I roll anyway.
Everybody in terms of MUFON itself, the real question I'm going to ask you about that is MUFON taking the approach that they want to investigate and find out what's going on, or do they accept it's ET and are just really seeking to evangelize it?
MUFON, MUFON is a big tent. It's almost a clearinghouse of phenomenology. The only creed that we really have is our mission statement, which is the scientific study of UFOs for the benefit of humanity. And you'll find people of every stripe in MUFON. You'll find people in MUFON that think that they're demons, you know, and I don't like that branch, but it's there, you know. And I push for that in MUFON, that people are more open-minded about where and what exactly it is that we're dealing with, you know. I mean, I do tend to fall kind of in Jacques Vallée's camp, where, you know, we see the evidence, we have the same stories that go back to, you know, to the very beginnings of history, And right now it appears to us as this technological thing, but at other points, you know, I know the Rand Corporation, they used to hand out a little flyer to new employees, and they would mention, like, the sightings of the Virgin and stuff like that. And it kind of equated that with the UFO phenomenon. And what they were saying between the lines is that it's not a new phenomenon, that this has been going on for a long time. Are they extraterrestrials? You know, again, quoting Jock, he said, if I find out it's just, you know, astronauts from another planet, I'm going to be disappointed. I wouldn't be disappointed. Okay. That's pretty cool if they're astronauts from another planet. But, I think that perhaps it's a few things going on. Maybe it's us from the future, and maybe it's dimensional, and maybe some of it is, interstellar. You know,
what about collective unconscious? What about the fact that we are collectively using cultural archetypes generating what we see?
You're talking to my dear friend Greg Bishop. He calls it co-creation. That,
yes,
his feeling is that it's another, that it's an other, okay, another intelligence. But between us and this other intelligence, that we manifest UFOs and the phenomenon, and he could be correct. You know, he could be correct. I mean, you have the airship sightings of the 1800s. You've got you know, Christopher Columbus being followed by a star all the way to the New World. You know, I don't go as far as Giorgio does. You know, in Ancient Aliens, I don't know that they built pyramids and stuff like that. But the pyramids certainly may have been inspired by something that people saw in the sky, and something that I think humans are capable of doing great things when they're inspired to do so.
We are going to have more inspiration in our next segment with Earl, Jean, and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
Return with us now to those thrilling days where Earl Grey was talking about the theories of co-creation from Greg Bishop. Proceed, please.
I thought I already kind of talked about it. Well, his feeling is that UFOs and phenomenology in general is us interacting with this other intelligence, and that between the two intelligences, we're somehow or another able to manifest these UFO sightings and experiences. That it is anomalous, that it is coming from another world, but he tends to be an interdimensionalist as well. He leans that way a lot. I love Greg. I mean, he, as far as a fun person to talk to, that's a lot of fun for me. We'll go out and get sushi and have a couple beers and talk about this stuff, you know, till the sun goes down. So, but that is his that is his theory, that there's this thing called co-creation, and I don't see any reason why that it kind of matches, you know, the phenomena as we know it. So could be, you know. I am not, like, dead set on this being an interstellar phenomena. It may be collective consciousness, as you were saying. What if it's AI? I mean, maybe this is from the future, and this is what we eventually become, and this higher form of humanity is kind of trying to save itself, you know? it's that bootstrap thing. I don't know, you know? Anybody that says that they do know, either they're deluded or they're lying to you, I think, you know. I'm not absolutely sure where UFOs and where our visitors are coming from. I know where they say they come from, you know. But my wife and I, as I told you before, earlier on in your episode here, I mean, we were intentionally lied to. It was funny. We laughed at it. You get a telepathic message where they're telling you that it was the neighbor's porch light. It's like, well, no, that's not the porch light. It's actually quite hilarious that you said that, but no, we know better than that. And that's all they said. You know, there was no other information given. I did have a couple of the UFO sightings after that, though. I had never seen a UFO before. I saw a UFO after we had our experience. And they seemed like teachable moments. One, I was really close, you know, maybe 40 feet away from a UFO. I didn't do anything that I'd been trained to do. I'd been trained to, you know, you stop your car, for God's sake. You call MUFON. You'd get star team members out there. You call up newspapers and media. There's a UFO hovering over a school here. I didn't do any of that. Again, I felt, and I was driving, and this was not at night. This was, I was on my way to work to my nursing job. And I was driving here in Winnetka, California, where I live. I'm a valley boy nowadays. And this V-shaped, boxy-looking UFO is hovering over this school, like a prep school. You know, when I was far away from it, first thing I thought was, what an ugly UFO, and how did somebody hoax this? It's got to be a hoax. The students must have done this. I'm looking for cables. I'm looking for, you know, maybe they hunt it, you know, from telephone poles. You know, it was just, and the closer I got to it, it was just massive tonnage, very boxy looking, not pretty, no lights. It looked like a bunch of shipping crates that somebody put together into a V shape, and somehow or another it was evading the laws of gravity. Once I got, you know, close enough to where I could see detail, I wasn't doing the things that I was trained to do. I wasn't thinking properly. The most important thing in the world was to not be late to work. And don't tell anybody I didn't particularly like that job. It wasn't my favorite nursing job. I was usually looking for reasons to be late to work. But the most important thing. And I drove right past this miracle. Everything that happened to us when we were in our room, when we had our visit, happened while I was driving past this thing. You couldn't hear external sounds. Time seemed strange. I felt very calm, and I drove right past a miracle or the smoking gun video or photo. You know, I would have had it. And I'm like 3 miles out from it, almost to the freeway here. And then I came to my senses. I pulled my car over. I got out. Of course, it was no longer there. And I'm like facepalming. But, you know, I feel like it was a teachable moment. What I was being told was, no, we're not going to show you a pretty or you know, futuristic-looking UFO. We're going to show you something impossible. You're not going to do anything you were trained to do. Just to let you know, you're not in control of this phenomenon. And you're going to drive past a miracle. And 3 miles out from it, you're going to realize. And, you know, it was a teachable moment. It was almost Buddhist, you know. It was very, you know, humbling experience. And I didn't even put in a UFO report on it because I was so damned embarrassed by how I reacted. But that was my UFO sighting. It was very, very weird, very strange, and I've heard from other people that have had close encounters that time becomes weird, sounds become quiet. You know, something psychological happens to you when you are having a close encounter, I think, of any kind. And it seems like a teachable thing that they were trying to show me something. That's the way that I interpret it anyway.
Well, how many times have you heard that same story from other people? I had a camera, but I just didn't even think about using it. Things like that.
Yeah, people, if they're close up to a UFO, they don't get a photo. They don't get a video. They just don't. I see lots of distant, fuzzy photos of UFOs. A friend in Gettysburg who got a close-up shot of what looks like the Kenneth Arnold UFO recently. Not a UFO person, but she knows me from the music world. She sent me this photo. EXIF data is all perfect. Perfect UFO photo. But she was far enough away from it that they weren't controlling her psychologically, I believe.
That kind of solves it. You never know what to expect with UFOs, and sometimes you think maybe they're either moving you in a certain direction or mirroring what you expect to happen. Earl Grey, we're going to have you back with After the Paracast for more discussion, especially the Hollywood Disclosure Alliance. But right now, for those who want to know more about the work you do, where can they check you out?
You can go to SoCalMUFON.com. That's the website for Southern California MUFON. Or go to MUFON.com. If anything that I've talked about sounds familiar to you, if you've had a UFO sighting or you've had contact with beings, go to MUFON.com. Two buttons there you can push, report a UFO or report an encounter with a being. If you click one or the other or both, it'll take you where you need to go. And somebody like me will take you very seriously. It will listen to your story and you'll be part of UFO history.
Quick question, do you ever expect it to be solved?
I don't know. Is it something that's solvable? I mean, it seems like it's an enigma wrapped in a mystery. I think that we may figure out where it's coming from, but I don't know that we'll ever solve it. I think that it's like God. Yeah, maybe it is God. I don't know. I don't know that it's completely solvable, but I think that it can be disclosed. I think that people should know that we're not alone. That we are being interacted by some other intelligence. I think that humanity in general deserves that knowledge.
Okay, you can find more knowledge about what we do if you check us out on Threads, X, formerly Twitter, I keep saying that, and Facebook, look for the Paracast. You can also get branded merchandise at theparacast.shop or theparacast.store. We have four logos to choose from. We offer four different logos to choose from when you choose your branded merchandise, the Paracast.shop and the Paracast.store. We also offer a special streaming package, the Paracast.plus. The Paracast Plus offers this show free of the network ads and better audio. We also give you the After the Paracast podcast where you never know what to expect, and it's not regulated by the FCC. So make your own decisions. Check out the Paracast.plus, and we've recently lowered our prices for the service, so you want to look at that. Earl Gray Anderson, thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
Thank you.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.